What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple out with illness today. Bill Bush is in with me, Jake Sorensen. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
The Coat.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEPCOinc.com. We do hope that Sip feels better soon.
Yes, we did get. I just got a text from Sip.
You did?
With a, yeah, just a, I think you got it too. Just laughing face. Was just a... Yes, nothing more than that. Just so he's upright.
Okay.
We know that Sipple is upright, so we're gaining some ground. So hoping for the best.
Yes.
Not be able to speak, it really throws you, because when you just go like several days and you can't talk to anybody, really hard to communicate. Really,
yes.
It really takes it away.
It's depressing, too.
Yeah, it is. It's depressing. It takes away. Yeah, it does. If also it's like, hey, your voice isn't going to work the rest of your life. That's a lot.
Horrible, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be bad news.
You want to talk to family for the holidays? You can't say anything at all. Just kind of like mute.
You think maybe he's faking it?
No. I could tell yesterday he was not faking it. You could tell when someone's faking it. Yeah, he was roughing it. So thank you to Sip for trying. And we'll see him hopefully tomorrow or next week. By the way, one last thing before we move on. I mentioned in the first hour that golf tournament in Heritage Hills. So the guy... It said the contact was, his name is Darren.
Yeah.
Well, Darren just texted in the show.
What did he say?
He says, a fun update on the golf tournament at Heritage Hills in McCook. Our original goal was 27 teams to help clear the beer cooler. That was the plan for this.
Yeah.
He says, in 22 hours, we have 54 teams with 8 on a waiting list. Needless to say, we are ordering more beer, and thanks for the mention. That's from Darren in Heritage Hills. Listen, I had to mention it because I've never seen...
54 teams.
I've never seen a golf tournament of that capacity anywhere, anytime in December in my lifetime in Nebraska.
So I'm assuming this just came up with the nice weather report.
Yes.
They must have just said, okay, real quick, let's do a two-man scramble.
The goal was 27 teams. They doubled that, 54 teams.
So obviously that's an 18-hole course. Well, they play... It's not the same to say, but you got to play... Some groups got to play 1 through 9, and some got to play 10 through 18, right? I know it's not the same holes, but you have to do. But would you really care?
No.
I wouldn't be mad like going, 4 and 5 are way easier than 16, 17. That's a joke.
I'd say I'm playing golf the day after Christmas in Nebraska.
So they're probably
in nice weather.
Shotguns start going off on all 18 holes.
At 1:30 p.m.
At 1:30 p.m.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to guess there's like two different divisions, and there's going to be flights in that with the different holes. My guess. I'm not telling Darren how to run his tournament. Yeah. He knows what he's doing there. But that if I was around, I'd be playing in that.
Can we get some photos of that, Darren? Would that get some sort of photos?
Yeah, Darren, just a favor. Send us pictures of that Monday or
how fun is that clubhouse going to be afterwards? Coming back in after playing golf?
Yes.
That would be,
People have their Christmas sweaters on.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be great. The goal was to clear out the beer cooler and to get more beer into the cooler. That's some power right there. Kudos to them.
The power of beer.
Yes, it is. 464-5685.
What do we got, Jake?
Or text the show as always. I saw, we're talking a lot about rumors right now. We mentioned, Aiden Childs rumored for Nebraska being a candidate there. I saw an interesting rumor that would affect another school in college football if it came true. Reports out there that Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame is apparently considered a, quote, favorite. To land the job for the New York Giants in the NFL. Right now they have Mike Kafka took over for the fired Brian Daboll. I'm sure that, you know, we'll see where they go with their search here soon enough. But here's the thing. If Freeman leaves Notre Dame to go to the NFL, you will have openings this offseason at Penn State, which is now filled, LSU, Florida, Michigan, and Notre Dame. The hell of an offseason right there.
It'd be remarkable. Then right away, the initial thing right away is like, okay, who's the Notre Dame coach?
Right.
I mean, that is like...
Michigan doesn't have a coach yet, by the way.
Doesn't have a coach. We just saw where they're valued at fifth. Michigan is. Notre Dame is at seventh.
Yes.
Iconic programs. So if that would open up, it would just be remarkable. Now, if the NFL, sometimes like, well, the NFL, I want to get into the NFL. I want to be a head coach there. But you're going to take over something that's not going well. You're not going to get a head coaching job. Like next year, maybe I could be wrong because I know he's talking about retirement, but all of a sudden is the Niners job opening up next year?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Is the Chargers opening? I mean, all these good teams, is the Broncos opening up? No, because they're really good teams. They have good quarterbacks. They're going to keep playing.
Absolutely.
So when you jump into the league, when Sean Payton came into the league with Denver, they were terrible.
Right.
They were terrible.
Yep, they had a rough time.
If you're going to get in, you got to get in, and there's only 32 of them, and it's really hard. So if that is one of your goals, that's the time to get in. Also, the Giants have had, through ownership, pretty good. Been pretty good stuff. They really have done a nice job. They've won multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, they've had a rough go as of late, but Eli Manning certainly had success there. They've two titles this millennium, 100%. It has to matter.
The other question will be, like as always, is there's going to be several other openings. Not sure who they are, but maybe something else. If Freeman really wants to be in the NFL for some reason, which I have no knowledge of, if he really wants to be in the NFL, then is there other jobs that are open? Because he will have options. He will have options. And sometimes there's been some coaches that have just said, enough, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do college anymore. But that's Notre Dame you're leaving.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty sweet deal.
Well, and also, I mean, if he were to leave, that you're talking about probably early to mid-January, that would be happening, that the Giants would hire him. They've already opted out of a bowl game, so you're not preparing for a bowl game for Marcus Freeman. But if you're Notre Dame, like, who are you going to get at this point? I mean, you can always, somebody will always listen to you, but... It took Penn State 50-some days to get Matt Campbell, right?
Yes. And the only job open right now is the Giants, correct? That's it.
In the NFL? Titans is open, too. They have an interim coach there. Gotcha. I think that's it. Might be one more. Okay. But you said the Dolphins might open up. The Titans is open. You might see openings in Cincinnati, possibly.
There'll be openings somewhere. There'll be some openings. But if that's the case. So you have no idea, but if the NFL, it's really hard to get into. There's 32 teams. It's really hard. And then, if you always had a chance to get back into college, you'd have options. Would the option be Notre Dame, as good as Notre Dame? I don't know about that. That would be very difficult. But they have everything going for them. So he doesn't have a lot of stress as far as like, well, we have no money. Yeah, they do. Notre Dame has good. They have a fan base. They have everything they want to do really well. But it is a grind because there's no rules. That's the grind. The biggest grind there is that there's no rules. I would talk about it. Remember? Finally got the rev share thing pushed through, $20.5 million. That's going to calm everything down. What'd that do? Absolutely nothing. Nothing to calm things down. Not a thing. Okay, now we got to have whatever it is, pay fly. We got to have this. There's more, and there are people in the third lane. So it did nothing.
No.
Did nothing except for just took some money, took some pressure off of boosters is what it did. So now you can spend some of your own money on the team, but other people are still spending money also. So did nothing. And there's nothing in line right now. Say, we're going to get a commission. We're going to collective bargain. We're going to get this organized. There's nothing out there. There's no leadership. That's the only place in the world where there's literally no leadership in college
sports.
We
don't really appear to be headed there.
We're not right on the cusp of it either. We're not on the cusp of it whatsoever. And so imagine this incredible whatever corporations, whatever there is, and no leadership. Why does the NFL work? There's leadership. They vote on things. They collective bargain. They work. The owners work with the players and the union, and they come up with the plan, and that's what's agreed upon. Both sides can negotiate it. And now you have complete mayhem. No one is in charge. Everyone is a separate entity. Just imagine, like I said, I bring it up all the time. What if the AFC and the NFC operated? What if the NFC, you know, North or whatever, operated
their own rules?
On their own rules. Nope, we do. Tell you one thing. How about those guys up there in Green Bay? They got it all.
The tie goes to defense in the NFC North.
Tie goes to defense. Yeah, we're doing it this way. I mean, no, there's rules for everything that goes on. And you get to bargain on them to decide. The owners don't get to just say, these are the rules. Because the players go, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't agree to that, so we're not going to play. We're going to hold out until we come together. And both sides are like, let's make this, you know, work for everybody. To make it a good deal. There's no one. Imagine this when you sit down in the end. Why is there a huge discrepancy in 12 to 16 teams in the playoffs? It's between the Big Ten and the SEC. The other two, the Big 12 and the ACC are kind of like, hey, guys, just stand back here. Stand back here. We will talk to you. We're going to be in this room in here.
Let the adults talk.
When we get time, we'll let you guys come in. And then the group of six, eventually you guys can come in for,
we'll give your turn.
We're going to have some cocktails and some meatballs and crock pots, and we got a little snack here. You guys can listen.
You'll have your time.
And we'll tell you about what we talked about in the room. But the Big Ten, ACC, they're against each other. On the number on the play. They're trying to come together with a plan on that. So there's zero leadership. Everyone's fighting for themselves, which would just be it is just absolutely insane. Be just like MLB all of a sudden like that, like the AL West is just they're on their own doing their own stuff.
Well, I have to ask you in terms of a prestige thing. So there's still Michigan fans out there that think that Marcus Freeman could go to Michigan at this point. So then I ask you, is it very obvious that Michigan is a better job than Notre Dame.
That would be one.
If you want to talk
about just absolute mind blow at the highest level, would be Freeman leaving Notre Dame and going to Michigan. Not right now. It's not right now. And I'm a huge Michigan fan. And you know what? I am a fan of Biff Poggi.
You love Biff.
I just love him. But I mean, right now, it's not in great shape. And so, Notre Dame's in really good shape. They didn't handle things, in most people's opinion, PR-wise, with this opting out. And then how they went about it and with the different things. But it's still Notre Dame. And one place that has unlimited money, Notre Dame does. If they decide to spend it, they have it. That would shock me beyond belief. It wouldn't shock me if he went to the Giants or some other NFL team, because that just might be your goal. I want to be in the NFL. That's where I want to coach. I want to coach at this level to see if I could do that. And this is his opportunity right now.
You mentioned Biff Poggi.
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And then probably go to the hospital.
You'll play that quote for the next 30 years. It'll never, ever get old.
Oh, man, Biff. Oh, he's so good.
He's the man.
He is. I texted with him yesterday.
Oh, how'd that go?
I just text back and forth, just kind of just checking. We just random stuff, just see how he's doing and stuff like that. But that's it. But we don't have any in-depth conversations, but just I'm such a fan of his, as we've talked about. So I hope he gets the job.
Couple of questions coming in. 464-5685.
Question.
Someone says, what is the last time a college coach worked well in the NFL? Well, you know, Pete Carroll had NFL ties before he went to USC. Then he left USC to go to Seattle and had successors. So I guess he cheated by already having NFL ties before that.
Yeah, Johnson went and won.
Jimmy Johnson.
Went from Miami.
Pretty good.
Won two Super Bowls.
That's the 90s,
there.
Though, however.
It's a while ago. There's no doubt about that. I'm trying to think through.
It didn't work well for Matt Rhule going from Baylor to Carolina. Always, that was bad.
And also, there's a lot to that, too. So it didn't go well. A lot of it just, you have a hard time aligning. I remember, like you said, having that conversation with Coach Saban in his office. And I'm talking to him, and he just talks about it. He goes, Bill, it's this NFL, first of all, he goes, all the coaches I want to hire are under contract. I can't hire them. They're unavailable.
Yeah.
Can't hire them if they're under contract. Can't do it. So I can't have the coaches I want for maybe a year or two. Who knows how many years it takes to be able to get the coaches you want. Then you get 7 draft picks, maybe a couple because of something like that, per year. You get one pick a year. You know, like last year, Titans take Cam Ward. What did it do for him in wins? Nothing.
They've won 3 games this year.
Yeah, so it did nothing for him. It might in the future.
Yeah.
Point being is how hard it is and how things have to align and how you have to have that special young quarterback that's still on his first contract. When other people are playing. So there's so many factors, but it has happened where college has went and it has worked out. And it's also, when you say that you can point out several failures, you can also point out several failures of coordinators that move to head jobs that fail miserably. You know, I mean, there's so in the NFL. So there's like, you know, oh, he's a slam dunk hire. He's off that tree and he's failed miserably. So there's different ways to look at it. But yeah, so, but almost everywhere, a lot of those guys at some point in time were in college at some point in time, but there's always a storyline, so I understand that.
464-5685, call or text as always. People are still fascinated by this idea, though, of Marcus Freeman going to the NFL. Because at what point do we learn of a Michigan hire? I mean, it's January, it's December 23rd at this point. Sherrill Moore's been up for almost 2 weeks at this point, yeah. Right? And you don't need an immediate hire, but. And what, you know, it got uncomfortable at Penn State. Now, they got a good hire after the uncomfortable moment, but you don't want this going into mid-January. Do you expect them to have a hire before New Year's Eve or before the new year?
No, and I heard a name, you know, yesterday was the defensive coordinator at Georgia that had come up, which has to have some traction. Like, okay, maybe that's why, because they're playing. You know, what are we doing? You know, he's still playing. He's still coaching, obviously. So that could be something also that adds up, but I don't know if they had what the plan is, because you hear a few things. You don't even hear a lot of crazy things. I mean, you don't hear like nine names. I mean, right now, do you really think that Kalen DeBoer is going to Michigan?
No.
I mean, I don't. Even no matter what happens, and first of all, they don't play until New Year's Day, and just so you know, the portal opens the next day.
The next day,
and so they open the third, whenever they
opens play. The second. It opens January 2nd.
January 2nd, they either play on the 31st or New Year's Day, whichever day that bowl game is. But that, I mean, that does not seem possible. So it's a very interesting hire. Notre Dame opening up would be bizarro world, because right away, be like, well, who's getting that job? The interesting part is when you start hearing some of this stuff, you notice some of the names that never get mentioned. Is that in all these jobs, every job that opened up, Brian Kelly was not mentioned. Every job that opened up, Jimbo Fisher was not mentioned. He never even got himself into it. He may have had a conversation with somebody, but did you ever hear one time that, well, it looks like it's going to be Jimbo, or it might be, he's one of three. Never even heard that. And so the Notre Dame job opening up would be a monumental one. And somebody would jump to that, they'd be at a job that was incredible, and saying, you know what, I'm leaving that and I'm going to Notre Dame.
So if Michigan's true target is the Georgia defensive coordinator, they do play January 1st. The portal, as you said, opens up the next day through the 16th. If you could enter a very important time without having a head coach to navigate the portal. I know the schedule's all messed up. We understand that, but it doesn't change the fact that's what the schedule is right now. The portal is open for 2 weeks from the 2nd. To the 16th.
It is what it is, yeah.
And they don't have a coach in place. And again, whether it's the guy still coaching or not, that doesn't change the fact that you've got to get this right for the portal time frame. Otherwise, you're screwed. Because guys will leave, and you won't have time to get guys to get people in there.
And then, obviously, if someone, at least as a coordinator, he could take the job, still finish out, which is not as very difficult to do, because Kirby could also take over. Just, I thought Ryan Day's, what he did was brilliant, that he is going to be the play caller. In the game, with Hartline going as a head coach. Hartline is going to coach the wide receivers. He's no longer calling plays because it's very easy to say, you know what? We're not going to have this narrative that he was distracted. I don't want to have, like, I mean, Colin Klein looked really bad. And
they scored three points.
Is it his fault with that? But what is the narrative right away? He was distracted. He was running Kansas State, and he was trying to run the offense in the playoffs. I mean, that no matter what, when you play like, when you score 3 points, you're going to take heat. And so Ryan Day's like, I'm not taking that heat.
Nope.
I'm going to make sure I call the plays, and that way if there's a problem, it's me, and all I care about is Ohio State. Because you can't say that ever. It's impossible to say that all of a sudden that like that you're the coordinator on a team, and that all of a sudden but my focus is the same. That's hard to do. I mean, it's really hard to do. That's going to be interesting for Oregon. They've got both their coordinators have taken other head jobs, and then what do you do? You can't. I mean, what are you going to tell them? You cannot talk to anything about your job. How does it 9:30 at night and there's not a conversation about at Cal, like what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on at Kentucky? So all those things. But you want to at least avoid the narrative, because if I'm a head coach, I'm going to be like, nope, I got it. I'm calling it, and I've got it. If it goes bad, this is all on me. Great job by Ryan Day.
You know, Colin Klein was a big reason why they got to where they're at. But, at the same point, the dude is in a different job now. You got to get somebody else calling plays for that game, don't you? Like, that's obviously it's hindsight now, but he's trying to get a staff ready. He's trying to get, you know, portal guys looked at, trying to keep his team intact. Like, I don't know how you could possibly do both jobs at the same time. That's why they scored 3 points. It's not all on him, but he's a big reason why they scored 3 points.
No matter what you say, the narrative's bad.
Yeah.
They're looking at the head coach now, looking at Elko going, hold it, we had a guy that was distracted. He obviously was distracted. So that's a big deal to have it happen. But that's why, like I said, and everyone knows it, but he's, like I said, there's no one in charge. So that means there's no one in charge of the what? The calendar. And the calendar is so jacked up that all these we had guys coaching the playoffs. In the playoffs, they've already taken other jobs. Chesney's already gone. He's going. He already took the job, and everybody knew about it. Was happy about it. All right, good luck to you. Hey, you go Bruins. When he left, the locker room. Go Bruins. It's like, what are we?
It's a messed up world.
Right? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, it's absolutely incredible. The teams. It's like you got a coach for Tulane. He's going to Florida.
Yep.
And
he's obviously distracted.
And his coach, it's impossible not to be, you know, like I said, there's no rules. There's never been this. This is the only sport. This doesn't happen ever in basketball. Not one time is there ever had, because that's not how the calendar lines up. Because when basketball's ending, there's not a day later or a week later or whatever that the portal's opening and all this other stuff is happening. There's a natural segue to it. In football, there's not. And it's so jacked up. Now, also, it makes it amazing. Because the storylines talk about.
It's great for us.
We have stuff to talk about. Literally, we could do a six-hour show.
We could
do a six-hour show every day. We just say, okay, now we're going to talk about the coaching change. Now it's going to be about the portal. Now we're going to talk about rule changes. Now we're going to talk about Nebraska, what next year's schedule. Now we're going to talk about this. There's so many things to hit on. It's unbelievable.
It is utter insanity. And again, drives you crazy. But for the sake of the show and content, we have a lot of it. So thank you for the
it helps us.
Chaos.
Because NFL's not near. What do you say about the NFL? One thing, what's going on the field? That's really it. That's all you talk about. Not in college ball. There's times we'll go days without talking about games.
Yep.
We'll go days without talking about games because there's other stuff that's so incredibly interesting that it's nuts.
Yep. It's beautiful.
And people are hiring GMs now. They're hiring all the different. We had 1890. We had Carson in here. And when for several years, they held everything together. They're no more.
Nope.
They're no more. That's how things have changed so fast. No more than 6 months ago, we sat here with Davison.
We did.
And like that, we raised a bunch of money one day. Here we go. Let's have some fun. Let's raise some money. People are going to give. Nope, that's all over with. That's how fast things are changing, and no one's running any of it. If there was no rules on radio, what would be on radio? It'd be mayhem.
It'd be chaos.
The song, right? Because now it's like, oh, we can only play the song so long, right? Because we have legal issues, right?
Play music the whole day.
If you can do whatever you want, just do anything you want. Why? There's no one running it. That's what college football is. There's no one running it right now.
And again, chaos, but chaos is good for radio.
Oh, it's good for us.
It's good for fans who would like to have news all the time. When we come back, we've got three bowl games today. Is Bill going to watch any of these
games? I'll watch all three.
That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL Stars of Tomorrow.